Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another edition of New Africa Business Association, Blog Talk Radio, Washington, D.C. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. And again, welcome to our show. Our show this evening is basically an open mic show. We're not going to be doing any direct, bring some of the business professionals that we have to bring on. We're not going to bring them on until after the holy month of Ramadan concludes. So at this time, this will be our last show until after Ramadan. So the mics are open to you tonight. Anyone can call in. You can discuss your business, identify yourself, talk about businesses and communities or someone you like for us to do business with. But this is a business show, so we're open for a business discussion. And like I said, this is a general discussion, so anyone who wishes to call in and join in on the discussion, you're certainly invited to do so. The number is 657-383-1372. I repeat, 657-383-1372. And I will be right back, and we can start our discussions on businesses that you would like to discuss. I'll be right back in just a moment.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the show. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and I have my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we both want to welcome you. Like I was saying earlier, this is our last show that we'll be doing any business conversations until after the holy month of Ramadan. So those of you who wish to join a general discussion, you can call in and talk about your business, have a general discussion about business, tell us something about business. That call-in number is 657-383-1372. So, again, we look forward to speaking with you, but until after the holy month of Ramadan, we will... This is our last business discussion until after then. The radio station will still be available. Some of the speakers that will be coming on during that time, how they're going to hear tapes on all the Imam W.D. Muhammad, may peace and all blessings be, all the blessings be with him, and we pray that he's in paradise. And we'll be sharing hopefully tapes on him on our imam, and also there will be hopefully other imams or other speakers who knows the Holy Quran and are able to inform us during this blessed month. But we as business folks, Brother Aziz and I, we said we would defer until after the holy month is over. So, Brother Aziz, how are you? Any words? We're getting ready to go off. So
I'm looking forward to observing the holy month of Ramadan, as you and I and many others always do. But I'm looking even more forward to the programming that we're going to have after the month of Ramadan. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
It's a new time in our history in trying to unite different African Americans into doing business together, networking.
That's right.
Doing business together, supplying one another with the general needs of the community. The brother that does or the group that does all the exporting from China with all the different things they do, and the finance program you explained about before, Brother Bilal, that to me is just so exciting, because it's not a Muslim community thing. It's the Afro-American community that these opportunities are
available to them.
Available to, brother.
Available to all African-Americans throughout the country. And I'm not gonna cut you off, but I'm glad you brought that up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, because it's been so long that it's a number of things that we buy in general that we don't buy we don't have a place where we can buy from people that are producing products like ourselves.
You know, we never had the opportunity, Brother Aziz, until right now.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm so glad you're bringing this up, and I'm gonna let you continue. But every now and then, this is the time. What you're talking about now, I don't think has ever happened before.
No, not
in our country, but African American Muslims and the Umar, the communities, and how the African American feels about the Umar again, which is the community.
Yeah,
and we're talking about our entire community. Not separate our religious, and we're not even going to separate our citizens. We don't believe in ex-cons.
Right.
And they are everyone, and you go ahead and continue with that opportunity.
Yes.
In this
opportunity that's offered, it's not like going to a loan company or a bank and trying to borrow money. These are opportunities that can be given to you within your means. One of the general requirements, I don't know all the general requirements, because we have to talk to the group itself for the application.
All those book business folks, we're just talking in general
about
what can be done. Yes. But what can really, what's going to really make it happen is when, after Ramadan, you have these entrepreneurs coming in to tell you how they can put you in business. Of course, the more means you have, the bigger your business can be.
Yeah.
But everyone, even those who have very small means, can be put into business. And like you said, we're going to let those brothers explain the specifics on that. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Everyone can get a chance to be incorporated.
Yes.
And to have products where you will your credit is good with us, and you're gonna find out that your credit, all African Americans, and the Umar in the communities, your credit is excellent with us. I'm not cut you off on that subject, Brother Aziza.
One of the requirements I like, Brother Bilal, is that in this business, they want you, all you have to do is have a checking account. And that checking account has to have some activity on it to show that you've been using it. I mean, you know, that's something in this modern day and time, we kind of have checking accounts, because we know after your checking account, if you don't have a credit card, we know you got a debit card with you. So I know that's one of the requirements that I can not elaborate on, but know that when you and I were there, Brother Bilal, they did say that was their basic requirement. And I said, wow.
That's why everyone is being given a chance to do something for themselves.
Yeah.
Regardless as to how bad you think your situation is. And I mentioned those who are called ex-cons.
Right.
But in our communities, we know that we don't look at our brothers and sisters as ex-cons.
No.
And we're not going to treat our brothers and sisters as ex-cons. And therefore, everyone is going to have the means to do for themselves. And these brothers and these sisters who have the means to get that done, they're actually doing it as we speak.
Yeah.
But we will hear from these experts, these doers, right after the holy month of Ramadan.
Yeah.
So again, I encourage you, of course, to stay tuned to the station, but right after Ramadan, it's going to be some heavy activity.
Heavy activity.
Very proactive.
Heavy hitter, you know.
Very proactive, because when I say proactive, we're talking about talking anymore. We're saying, if you want to be in the shoe business, open up your shoe store. You can be supplied. You want to be in the, like myself, I would love to have a little boutique that does nothing but ties and shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Ties and shirts.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, all of that is available. Brand new suits. You want to get into the suit business, females, clothing, jewelry, any type of items that you go to out here and shop for now. They're in the African American markets, and those markets are going to be presented to the open public. Again, and you'll see much of it right after Ramadan. We'll be working on it during the holy month, putting it all together, but you'll actually be able to see the display of the businesses that, and the products that you can buy for yourself, or you can go into the business for yourself. Furniture, I mean, it goes on and on. Especially what I was so impressed with is that sister that became a millionaire in 2 years.
Yeah. Very encouraging.
Yeah.
You know, we know it was some hard work that went down, but at the same time, it was some commitment that was there and dedication and focus on doing what you know, and that's what she has more than anything to offer than even the hair itself, because you can have all this hair and can't do nothing unless you have that commitment that the sister has had to doing what she's doing. And, you know, she's going to continually reap the rewards because, like you said, she's a multimillionaire, just not a millionaire, multimillionaire, and it's due to hard work and faith in Almighty God, you know, faith in Allah. And that's one of the ground things you need in this faith in Almighty God, you know, that you can do this and that you're having the support from Almighty God in doing this. And we know that because we see where we are today.
Well, that's what, again, that's what do for self. You know, that does make you, that's what Almighty, He created us.
That's right.
For ourselves. We have the ability to do for self. We just didn't have the opportunities.
Right.
To do for self. But that is what, like I said, as a business association and as a community that wish to raise itself up, that we have the pieces. We've been trying to put these pieces in place for years.
Yes.
But I know we have the pieces in places. And yes, these businesses are these brothers who are leading the way will be not only coming on the radio, but they'll be making their presence right here in the Washington metropolitan area.
Yeah.
All of that is being planned and put together as we speak. But like I said, Ramadan, our holy month of fasting, we're going to defer because I don't want to do anything but just fast
and do what
I am supposed to do.
Yeah.
Brother, I know I need my, 80-some-odd years of
blessings,
a lifetime right there.
Right.
Exactly. I know I need all of
that. That's right.
And because especially at my age.
I beg a lot. You know, we see a lot of brothers and sisters of people that they pass away painfully, sick, real sick and things like that. And, you know, my thing is I've always begged Allah to be merciful to me. Let me be able to accept, I know we're going to die, you know, but to accept these things, Brother Bilal, and move on. So, you know, that's what I pray, that we can, in our minds and know physically, that when we leave, not only have we made an effort, but we see some African-American businesses in place and forming, because we won't get to see what Prophet Muhammad told, peace and blessings be upon him, told the people what the future was going to be like, what they said they wanted to live in. We live in it, but we ain't living in what they saw. But what he saw, we just had the footsteps of that, establishing it.
Well, again, what you're saying, Brother Aziz, the benefit of what we're able to do right now, because we have those opportunities to do these things, those benefits is really going to be rewarded with our heirs. It's not going to be us who will benefit the real rewards and get the higher income that we know that is out there to be gotten. It will go into business. I mean, $1.1 trillion of consumer spending in 2016. That is, and there's our evidence of what it would be like if, and we're spending this money, African-Americans are spending this money. We're talking about Americans spending this money.
Yes.
We're talking about African-Americans spending that money. And so there it is. If we circulated those dollars back into the community, look at the millions. So we won't see those millionaires, you and I. But like I said, we can enjoy some of it right now by becoming vested with our communities, invested with our families.
Yes.
Again, if you have the opportunity now, you say, I want to go into the, open up a retail, or I want to be a wholesaler and whatever products. But when you go shopping to the mall this evening, Just remember, anything that you're touching, you can be in business selling, because we can put you there. And so those opportunities are there. The income, like I said, we won't get the real opportunities that will be presented from the marketing or the markets that African Americans are going to be able to bring to each other.
You know, Brother Lyle, we're part of a group that's pioneering, like Imam Warfi Muhammad and some other great leaders that we had, African Americans that was trying to pull our community together. And you know, we know that networking is one of the key elements that's going to be in establishing the business. And that's what we're doing, networking with many ways. But I think the greatest impact that we're going to have with this program, and as far as the National Muslim Business Association Conference Council, as well as the brother, what we're working on, I won't say it's etched in stone, but it's almost etched in stone, as well as in the genes of most African Americans. What we're doing with the New Africa Business Association, we got two programs we're working on, two sciences, sociology and psychology. What we're working on is changing a mindset that has plagued our people for hundreds of years.
We never had the independence.
Yes.
Economics is what gives you independence.
Absolutely.
Like I said, the belief in Almighty God comes first.
Yes.
But Almighty God said He gives you commerce.
Don't forget the dunya.
You know, He gives you commerce.
That's right.
And He's given us all the talents as to where we can put those talents that He's given us together and bring about a very, very strong economy. Again, that, when I said those opportunities have always been denied us, but as just like it took African-American black folks to bring Islam into this country, it's the same African-American black folks that are going to achieve their independence, and it's going to be done through their belief in God and their own do-for-self unification. And I am so glad to still be a part.
Absolutely.
Because, again, we know that it's been tried, but was able to put the entire puzzle together.
I think Marcus Garvey probably was the closest one in our lifetime. I mean, prior to Imam Warfi Muhammad, that came out with the teachings and the doctrine of doing for self more ever than let's go over and have our own country.
Right.
They were the last really doing for self. They wanted to leave here where they could go somewhere and not be oppressed.
Because opportunities are being taken from.
Yeah.
We could go in and hit Almighty God could give you a pot of gold. And it would just be taken from you.
Right.
Because you can't own gold. You see, those types of nasty, dirty, and you can't, how can you exist when Almighty God gives you a gift and a white supremacist tells you you can't have it?
Right.
So that's what we've been confronted with.
Oppression, much oppression.
For a long time. And it's still here. But those chains of depression is going to be broken by the black people. It's going to break those chains. The same way they had to break chains in many, many sociable areas, as you say. But economics...
Yeah.
Economics is something that we never unified ourselves with. We marched from anything. That entitlements that could be taken away, but economics, business, you can't take that away.
Well, there's a a group of black politicians, not youngins, in their 40s and that, and the brother, I think, is in Philly or somewhere, that's got this movement. It's all down in Georgia now and down south.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking a new look. They're calling the Democratic Party out.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling them out, telling them about how they neglected the black votes, taking them for granted, and telling black people, like, they're not angry at none of the blacks that didn't go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. They're not angry at that because Hillary, as well as the rest of the Democratic Party, didn't come and ask the blacks to help do nothing. They just took them for granted. You're going to be there and vote. And these young politicians, African-American politicians now are saying, like, hey, you want our vote? You're going to have to offer us more. You're going to have to, you know, give us more opportunities like you do other groups and that. Don't just take us for granted. With that kind of mindset, that's overcoming something that, you know, hadn't been since when we had black senators and congressmen right after slavery of all time. Senators and congressmen with Frederick Douglass up in the White House. We don't have those kind of speakers today speaking out against like those brave brothers did, you know.
You know, Brother Aziz, it goes back to your own doing for self. When it comes to business and politics, the two go together.
That's right.
Business and politics work with each other or they work against each other.
Your president today is showing the example of it.
Business and politics go together, but like I said, your president is showing that all white supremacists have shown the example of what we're really seeing from Donald Trump.
Yes.
But everybody at some had a percentage. If you put a percentage of how good this president was, how bad the other one was, all of them have a percentage of the white supremacy in them all but Obama, of course.
Yeah.
And so, but get back to business and politics going together. You see, the young brothers who are talking about saying we're going to the Democratic Party and whatever, the only way you can change the Democratic Party is that when it comes to the elected officials in your own home state,
right
where you live,
right,
you get in there and put in your own representative.
That's
and
right.
Vote for that representative. Start from your own locality.
That's
then
right.
Go on to your state's locality.
Right.
Then go on to your federal locality.
Yeah.
Again, politics and business. So the same way you have to grow your business, you have to grow your political leaders.
Right.
Again, you can grow business. An African-American can grow business. Look what happened at Black Wall Street.
Yes.
And not only, but there was a perfect example. And like you said, Marcus Garvey.
Yes.
Perfect example. But how did they lose? They didn't lose the business because folks didn't do business with them. They lost business because of politicians making laws as to where they could not possibly survive.
Just outright racism, too, you know?
Hey, again, that's what I mean about self-sufficiency.
Yes.
Self-sufficiency, that's the only way you can conquer hate and racism and what we're going through as African Americans. We, again, like I said, economics, that's where we never grew collectively. We never became vested and grew our communities as a vested community and then started to invest into the communities.
Right.
But we just never of taking that avenue, and then of course when we those who do try to go that avenue of business, you go to your banks and your other institutions, the federal government, your state government, the SBA, you go to all of these places, And of course, they have all kinds of reasons as to where you can't get a business a loan or but you can buy a brand new car or something like that. But if you start talking about you want a business loan, again, opportunities when the opportunities have to come from someone else other than Almighty God. Here in America, if you're a black man, you're in trouble. You help to make the country strong. But after you go through the wars, here we go, both of us are war veterans, getting ready to go through the Memorial Day weekend. We know plenty of our brothers who died 50 years ago, 40 years ago. They died at age 17, 18.
18, yeah.
And their families are living in the ghetto as we speak. You see. So again,
you know, the blood, sweat, and tears. Or, you know, sweat, blood, and tears, tears, sweat, and blood that our people have given in that. We've contributed more to building America than any other group of people out there. And when it comes to the knowledge, today, knowledge is not without outside of our reach. And we have so many young, smart African-American young ladies, most of all graduating out of college with a master's degree at the age of 13, not great, and in mathematics. You know, algebra, you know, there's high science in that. So I'm just saying, and he's an example. We got others just as intelligent, but there's so many like that. So we're not short of having the knowledge, the wherewithal to do things. It's that mindset that we've got to work on that. Where we have our leaders that have these groups of people together, man, Brother Bilal, they go out there every week. And nowadays, maybe every day, they go out and buy some type of household item that every one of them sitting up in that 10,000 congregation church or masjid or whatever buy. Toothpaste, whether it's sensitive, for sensitive teeth, hard teeth, or whatever. Okay, we got two or three kinds. And we don't take advantage of that type of thing, you know, and we're afraid that if somebody says that we're buying black, that it's going, you know, they're afraid of it. Wherein the international TV has shown that the African Americans are over there, but you know, talking about buying black, trying to help, you know, bring commerce to the community. And over in France and England, they think it's something good. The newspapers are, you know, grabbing a hold of these people over here trying to do something for sale. But sometimes our people that are educated, as well as the ones that are ignorant, that don't know no better, they can't come together on a medium where we can all work together. And that's the mindset you and I are trying to change. Like back in the days in the 50s and 60s, most all your business that you did do was with somebody black. Practically, unless you went to the major grocery store, it was black folks, man. You did a lot of your trade with. Plus, we raised and grew our own food, and other folks in the community did all those things. So you did everything you could do. Matter of fact, where I come from, Alabama, Brother Bilal, I don't know of any white people that built any one of those houses around there. That all those people in Alabama, where I come from, I don't know of any white folks that was construction. I know we had, my family members were brick masons and carpenters. And back in those days, electricians and things like that, putting them in the homes, putting electricity in your house, the codes wasn't the same as today. But you had to have general knowledge of doing all this in order to do it, to pass those codes. And what I'm saying, back then, we were doing a whole lot for sale, brother, all over the South, and that we were doing for sale.
And brother, the evidence of being able to do for self.
Being able
to do for self. We have proven
Yes.
You know, like I said, the opportunities is what we have been denied.
Yes.
But
right.
being able to do for self, like I said, you look at this Memorial Day again that's coming up. Not only have we been able to do so much for ourselves, but my goodness, we've been able to participate in saving the entire nation.
Yes.
From the British wars to all of the other securities that we have.
Continental war.
You know, so like I said, being able to do for self, we have no problems with that. It's the opportunities of racism.
Yeah.
That is separated. You know, I was getting into a document and it was talking about African Americans' contribution to this country. And we know about how the African Americans built Washington, D.C., the White House, and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, guess who built New York City?
I'm going to say a name.
I'm going to tell you who. And that one name didn't build. You know who built New York City? Slaves. They took nothing but slaves, and they worked them to death to build New York City. Slaves went and built that city. And after they built the city, they put them right back where the slaves were supposed to be, and the white folks are flourishing just as they're still flourishing today. But they used slaves to build that huge city. And so you can imagine how many millions of slaves.
But we know who built Georgetown University.
Georgetown University ain't nothing but a building. We're talking about New York City.
Yeah, well, New York City, yeah.
New York City, do you know how significant that is? You see. So again, the ability of what the black man can do, we're proving that so many times. It's the opportunities that have been denied us because of unlawful laws and white supremacy. All of those who make have anything to do with this country from the time colonialism started right on up until today. All those white folks, and they know who they are because they're in charge of everything. It's the same white supremacy that's been going on for years and years, denying African Americans. But again, those opportunities, again, remember, we give it to them. We're talking about taking it away now from them and giving it to ourselves.
Yes, we've got to change that Chicken George mentality.
Taking it away from them and giving it to ourselves, and the reason and the evidence we should do it, we just look at the spendings that we've been given to them. And last year was the largest on record. $1.1 trillion all come from African American spending. So, again, the opportunities we give to them, we're talking about taking and giving them to ourselves. Brothers and sisters, this is open mic. We are not going to be doing any more business sessions until after Ramadan. You can see why. Because it can get you off into something other than what is godly. And during this holy month, we want to stay into what is godly, what is righteous. So we won't be doing too many business discussions until after that time. But tonight, we certainly invite you to call in and join in, and let's talk business. The call-in number is 657-383-1372. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. We will be right back after a brief moment.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com. or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Bilal Mansadiq.
And Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we certainly welcome you. It is open mic, so those of you who wish to come and join in on our last show until, like I said, after the holy month of Ramadan, you certainly are welcome to join us. Your call-in number again, Brother Aziz, is what?
Is, that number is area code 3657-383-1372. And that is area code 657-383-1372.
Okay, and we do have, look like two or three guests on the phone. Callers, you make any comments or join in on our nice discussion. It's open mic moment.
Hello?
Oh, hello, caller. Yes, you're on the air.
I wanted to share with you, thank you for sharing about New York City. I didn't know it was so broad. I'm not surprised at all. However, I wanted to share with you that when we look at gentrification across the nation, of course, it's going through phases of it. It's been going through that for decades, but it's growing in intensity again. Just wanted to share with you that in New York, Central Park was at one point occupied by blacks. And isn't it interesting what Central Park is today? Because of gentrification, all the blacks were moved out of that area. And it's important to know that, too, that just in New York Central Park, that was once black territory. Also, when you go to Martha's Vineyard was at one time the place where your professional blacks went for their vacations for the summer, their homes and all. A lot of them, thank goodness, have still held on to their homesteads there, but a lot of them are not there anymore. But at one point, that was the main point for black professionals to go, share their talents just to get some reprieve because they had the money and the time to do so. And now look at what Martha's Vineyard is. I do want to share one other thing, and I've shared it with you, Bilal, before. Because I do very intense biblical study, I know that a lot of people will not agree with me, but it's not about agreement. It is about what you're moved to do while you're here on this planet. And looking at the prophecies, what we are going through, whether people want to accept it or not, is because of a punishment that we have had to endure because, as a people, we turned our back on our own spirituality in order to take on other gods and other spiritual natures that were not given to us naturally. As a consequence, we are under a punishment, whether we want to accept it or not. Certainly that punishment is now just about over, but we're still getting our, if you don't pardon my expression, our behinds kicked, because we always look to everybody else's everything but what we have ourselves. And as a result, our Creator has said, since you want everybody else's whatever you think they have, go ahead and take it and watch how they will treat you. And you can see the treatment we have given. The prophecy has not lied. Thank goodness the prophecy said at the end of that punishment, I am going to restore my people to their original estate. And that's what we're beginning to see now. That's what you're doing. You are now seeing how our punishment is now turning into our rewards, but we have had our just fruits because we have not lived up to the spiritual beings in our in our attitude and in our goals that we should have been doing. We have let everybody else be our gods. Those gods have become our nightmare, and so we have endured that. Now let's do what you're saying. Let's pull together, realize that we're at the end of the punishment and into the second phase of that prophecy, which is the restoration. And by the way, I do want to share that the play that I bring out the prophecies in for where we are, if anyone is interested in doing drama, you can reach me at lifetimeassociates@yahoo.com because I do want to see sincere people who want to show exactly what we are going through as a people, as a history. Where are we in the space of time? What does all of this mean? From the downfall to the punishment to the restoration. And my play, of course, brings that out prophetically through the use of scripture. But I did want to share that and continue the fine work you're doing, and you have my prayers.
Well, we certainly thank you, Sister Bernice.
Thank you, yes.
Certainly want to, and I cannot emphasize it. And let me just say this. Like I said, the New Africa Business Association, we are talking about building an Umar. Umar, of course, we're talking about a community. And in that Umar, you have all God-fearing and all God-fearing peoples. The young lady you just heard from is a Christian. And we know that her words of what she just said is nothing but what we said when we were Christians, and the same thing we're saying as Muslims.
Yes.
And, of course, that's why we're fasting for the next 30 days and defer from business because, yes, we know that Almighty God comes first. And during this holy time, we're going to fast and give up all of our worldly privileges, showing our devotion and our praise to Him. And after such time, we will come back. And I am almost sure that Almighty God, like Miss Swan just said,
yes,
have blessings for us because, yes, we have gone through. We have gone through. Sometimes so many words come to mind, but yes, it's time. I know for a fact that yes, we have found, we kept whatever we went through, and we know Satan was taking us through it, but through all of what we went through, we kept our belief in our Creator. And we all continue to worship our Creator, the best, the very best that we know how. And I know for, and so that's why I know that our independence and our rewards is all, it's already here. Like mm-hmm. I said, we have simply been so divided that those wonderful rewards that has been coming to us for so long has been forcefully taken away from us. But now, for the last 50 or 60 years, we've been simply giving it away. You know, because there's nobody forcing us now. But again, the Umar, the community, is going to change because of our moral beliefs, our godly beliefs. And now we can see where that those beliefs has taken us into economics. There's no doubt you see economics now, the ideas of economics being taught, grown everywhere, especially our younger generation. And so being able to now become again vested as a community, as a nation, and being able to help each other, to invest in each other's productivity, this is what you're going to see. We know that it's here because we went to those business folks down in North Carolina, that trade show. And, of course, that wasn't our first time going. We've been participating, brother, you and I, these for years.
Yeah.
But this is the first time I was able to see the entire puzzle being actually put together. But it's actually been put together. And like I said, I don't care who you are, all African Americans can now have the opportunity to do for self, because the community is going to help you to do for yourself. So again, we're looking forward to some very successful entrepreneurs being on our radio show. And of course, we know the idea of that shopping center idea that we were going to be talking about, and we're going to continue. The person that you just heard from is the person that brought up that ingenious idea that we know is already, and it's already working, because we saw down in North Carolina how much money these shopping centers and shopping ideas are doing. But still, nevertheless, we know look like we're going to be more or less representing an entire nation, along with the National Business Association, because all of us are going to be working together. As a matter of fact, not only are these entrepreneurs coming on our radio station right after Ramadan, but all of them are coming here to network and to present themselves to. They call us the Mid-Atlantic states. So the Mid-Atlantic seminar is going to be all right here. They said they want to have it right here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more information. We have so much that's going to be going on after the holy month of Ramadan. And Sish, I can't tell you, I'm glad you brought on a part that we almost forgot, and that is the blessings the hardships, of course, but the blessings and the ease that comes with the hardship.
Right.
And that comes from
That's
Almighty
right.
God. So
That's
we
right.
certainly thank you for bringing that up, because that's something that we should never forget.
That's a ayat. That's actually a verse out of the Holy Quran, and sister just said.
Truly, with hardship will come the ease.
Right.
There's no doubt
That's
about
right.
it.
Right.
So,
but remember,
to hear that from coming from all spiritual believers.
Right.
We know that. Our moral guidance, both Christians and Muslims,
yes,
are going in the right, not only in the right direction, but a very independent direction.
Yes.
We don't think we're a part of the that society that goes around enslaving folks, the society that goes around and takes away opportunities as to where a human being cannot even be a human being. And I could go on and on and put adjectives to it, and where they won't stop, but I won't. Everybody knows what our point is. We're not here to upset anybody. But sometimes the truth is not the prettiest picture for some. So again, we got about 5 more minutes. We're looking forward to being in on your business, the family business discussions.
Yes.
Like I said, after the holy month of Ramadan concludes, we will be back on the air. And I can't tell you, those business folks that are waiting for us to come back on the air so they can come, they're looking forward to coming to Washington, D.C. and presenting presenting their products, and not only products, but Brother Aziz, we definitely have, you want to tell them about the car dealership.
Oh, yeah, we were able to meet a brother down there that spent a number of years working at a car dealership for Toyota, and this African-American brother has now has his own Toyota franchise. Matter of fact, he has two
brand new cars.
Selling
brand new
Toyotas.
Brand new car dealership. He has two brand new car dealerships.
Yes.
And a host of other malls. And
he has two malls.
So this is the type of success that African-Americans are going through. The sister that sold hair. And she's a multi-millionaire, made over $2 million selling the same hair to the African-Americans now where they can buy at a cheaper rate and definitely competing with some of those markets who are just ripping off our community. So, again, we're getting ready to conclude here. Sis, you have anything that you'd like to conclude on?
No, I'm just so excited about all the wonderful things that I know are about to happen. And so with our full faith in our Creator, we know it's going to happen. Let's just do our fair share that He expects of us to make it happen. He's ready, and we have to say we're ready to get in line with Him. Creator's ready to do it. He's now said, I have taken away your curse. I am now going to give you your blessings, but don't just stand there, do. So that's where we are now. The Creator's ready, but He wants us to step up to the plate.
Brother Aziz?
Yeah, we need Sister Bernice to start our show off like that every week.
Well, she'll be right. She'll be with us next
week. We need that kind of inspiration from Jump Street.
She's one of our. She's on the board.
We thank you for that, Sister Bernice, 100%.
Yes, indeed. So,
we need that type of inspiration.
Oh, definitely. She's definitely said words of inspiration that has definitely inspired me. And all of the audience, I like to say, of course, this is a very blessed time for billions of Muslims all around the world. We know that at this time, Muslims are anger. Bad deeds, bad words, fights, or anything. Muslims are forbidden. So if you see a Muslim, see sisters in their hijabs and stuff, they cannot respond to any type of violence or any type of anything because they're fasting and they're praying and they're reading the Holy Book. So I am going to say, please respect the Muslims are doing this time for. They're a sacrifice to Almighty God and to all, I would say, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
I have blessings for Ramadan. Thank you and good night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.